March 21, the most profitable investment. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 139:14. Only one lease of life is granted us, and the inquiry with everyone should be, how can I invest my life that it may yield the greatest profit? Life is valuable only as we improve it for the benefit of our fellow creatures and the glory of God. Careful cultivation of the abilities with which the Creator has endowed us will fit us for usefulness here and eternal life in the world to come. That time is well spent, which is directed to the establishment and preservation of sound physical and mental health. It is easy to lose health, but it is difficult to regain it. We can ill afford to dwarf or cripple a single function of mind or body by overwork or by abuse of any part of the living machinery. So sure as we do this, we must suffer the consequences. It is our first duty to God and our fellow beings to develop all our powers. Every faculty with which the Creator has endowed us should be cultivated to the highest degree of perfection, that we may be able to do the greatest amount of good of which we are capable. The grace of Christ is needed to refine and purify the mind. This will enable us to see and correct our deficiencies and to improve that which is excellent in our characters. This work wrought for ourselves in the strength and name of Jesus will be of more benefit to society than any sermon we might preach. The influence of a well-balanced, well-ordered life is of inestimable value. There are few as yet who are aroused sufficiently to understand how much their habits of life have to do with their health, their characters, their usefulness in this world, and their eternal destiny. The appetite should ever be in subjection to the moral and intellectual organs. The body should be servant to the mind and not the mind to the body. All should understand in regard to their own physical frames that with the psalmist they may be able to exclaim, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.